Trevor Paul. He is the program director for the economic development, and program manager Vicky Jokic. Both are with us, and they're from the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Trevor and Vicky.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks so much for being with us. I saw a story, and I thought it was pretty interesting. The Detroit Chamber is involved with a program called Connection Point Partnership. You recently had a forum, but tell us about Connection Point Partnership, Trevor.
Sure. Connection Point was started roughly about a year ago in October 2010, and we actually received funding from the U.S. Department of Commerce to travel essentially around the country, trying to raise awareness of the Michigan supply base among companies that wouldn't typically consider Michigan for their supply chain needs. Examples might be Boeing, NASA, even some of the European companies that are looking to take advantage of the weak dollar, like Deutz, who we worked with a couple months ago, a diesel engine manufacturer based in Germany. So our most recent foray was with NASA, and that was actually last week. And we had brought in three centers, NASA Goddard, NASA Langley, and NASA Glenn, to meet with Michigan companies about R&D partnerships.
All right, Vicky, before we talk about that specifically, when trying to sell vendors on Detroit, it could be a challenge if folks have perceptions. What are the big challenges, and how do you get past those?
Challenges is that they look at Michigan, not just Detroit, as automotive. They don't realize the amount of R&D that is actually going on in the state. With this NASA event, we were able to uncover some companies, for example, in Ann Arbor. They're doing some research and development in nanotechnologies, advanced materials, things such as that.
Well, this must have been a heck of a challenge to try and put together, because you want to put together a forum that brings all these different companies in, as well as the companies who produce these goods and services. So tell me about the beginning and of building that, and then where we ended up when NASA came to town.
Sure. So I had attended an advanced materials conference in Long Beach, California, back in May. And just was walking the floors of the convention hall. NASA had an exhibit, and I networked with the right people to get to the right people, who then were the ones that were, you know, traveling for a living, meeting with companies around the country. Typically, one NASA center will travel to a city and meet with companies. But from May all the way through the summer, we were able to get three interested in coming here. I think it helped a ton that the automotive industry was on upswing. It was in the news a lot, and NASA was intrigued, and especially with some of the cuts that they've experienced recently, they're looking to kind of go in new directions as well. So from that, we had formulated a list of their needs, roughly, I would say, about 25 needs. And then literally, we had a program associate, Ryan Michael, who called each company to kind of vet them, make sure that they were what NASA was looking for, and then we had invited them to the event. And also, for some companies, they received a 20-minute one-on-one meeting with each of the centers if we felt that there was really huge opportunity there.
All right, so this was last week. What's happened since then?
Well, it's anytime you're dealing with R&D, it's a long process. And last week, it was sort of the first step in a dialogue. There are some companies, I believe, that have already reached out to NASA, and I think in a lot of cases, really, there's three outcomes. There's subcontracting opportunities, number one, obviously, but then also there's use of NASA's facilities for some of these Michigan companies to develop their technologies at a more accelerated pace. But then there's also potential partnership opportunities to go after other government funding, say from DARPA or the Department of Energy. And I guess the tactical next step would be for some of these companies to actually go out and visit NASA out you know, where they live, where they work. In this case, NASA Langley and Goddard are in Maryland, and then Glenn's down in Cleveland, Ohio. So we'll definitely keep you posted on the progress of the event.
Do we know where they were using vendors from as specific states?
I know, like, from conversations that they are regionally based. You know, so for example, Goddard, who's located on the East Coast, you know, they typically work with companies in Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. So this was actually good for them to come to Michigan to see what's happening here in our state, where they typically would not do that.
You know, Vicki, this is cool stuff, because I, as a Michiganian, and when I saw this story, I thought, wow, you know, we're working with NASA, and I don't know why that kind of blew me away, but that's an entity not only do you want to be working with, but we have the skills and the opportunity to build things for that entity. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we think so too. And I think they left, that we were driving to Metro Airport, and they were just floored at a couple of things. They were floored at how efficient Michigan companies are and how cost-effective they are. Some of the advanced materials that NASA would have to pay an arm and a leg for, 2-3 times what they would pay versus what a Michigan company would charge them for what they produce. I mean, we're very good at high volume traditionally just because of the automotive industry. But I think NASA left saying, you know what, they could do 10 components for a satellite if they needed to, which traditionally, I mean, the perception has been Michigan could do maybe 500,000 pieces for a Corvette, but not necessarily something for a tank or for a satellite or for some other type of government-related project. So I think we did a good job of smashing those perceptions.
All right. Trevor Paul is the program director for the Economic Development Program, and program manager is Vicki Jokic. They're both with the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for telling us about Connection Point Partnership, and we'll stay in touch.
Great. Great talking to you this morning.